فاتي على سلام. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على آدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكونوا تجارة عن تراض منكم ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. We are continuing Surah Nisa. The verse I recited was verse number 29. O you who have faith, do not devour each other's property among yourself in vanity, except that it be a trade by your mutual consent, and do not kill yourself. Verily Allah is merciful to you. Allah has forbidden to take each other's property in an illegal way, such as gambling, forgery, cheating, interest taking, confiscating properties. It's all Allah has forbidden. And Allah has allowed the trade with the mutual consent. Allah has allowed the profit from the trade from the mutual consent. Prophet was selling some stuff to a person and he asked, I give you option. Are you okay? Yes, I'm okay with it. Then Prophet said, this trade is legal. You have to give option to the party who is with you are doing bargaining. Illa antijaratun antarazim minkum. It has to be with consent, mutual consent. If there is no consent, it's not a trade, it's a cheating. Because the ideology is that the society we live is one society. If we are cheating other people, it's like cheating ourselves, because we are all one, brothers are all one. So if you are hurting somebody, basically the whole society is getting hurt, is one body, you know, we are included in that. Wala taqtulu anfusakum, and do not kill yourself. Allah forbids suicide and murder. Not only it's the verse started from the cheating and those things, because cheating and those things, forgery is hurting community, is basically hurting everybody. It's kind of hurt. But Allah forbade especially suicide and also killing somebody else. There are a lot of narrations from Ahlul Bayt that if you go and attack Kuffar Munafiqeen without any by yourself and get killed, it's not right. It comes under this verse. Or you put yourself in jeopardy and get killed, it's in this verse. You know, without any order from Allah and Prophet and scholars, you cannot do those things. Inna Allah kana bikum rahima, and Allah is merciful to you far surely. Allah is showing His mercy to you that don't kill yourself. He's showing mercy. He's stopping you to do these things. It's Allah's mercy. وَمَنْ يَعْفَلْ ذَلِكَ عُدْوَانًا وَظَلُمٌ فَصَوْفَ نَصْلِهِ نَارًا وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا. Allah says further, and whoever does this aggressively and unjustly, we will soon cast him into fire. And that is easy for Allah. Mizan says Allah talks in this situation with Prophet himself. not to even believers, because he is decreeing his punishment. Whosoever does it, either it is believer or whosoever, who does this killing and murdering, suicide? We have so many suicide bombers, they go by themselves, right? Killing everybody, killing ourselves without anybody's decree. Allah says they are going to go to fire. And it is really unjust. So Allah forbade before, because Allah is kind to the believers, that don't do that. This is my kindness to you. I am forbidding you. But if you still do with Udwanam or Dhulman, Fasofa Nuslihi Nara, Allah is going to put you in hellfire. So Kana Dalega Alallahi Yasira, is easy for him to put in hellfire. In Tashtanibu Kabaru Ma Tunhauna Anhu. Nukafferu Ankum Sayyatikum. Wa Nutkhulakum Mudkhalan Karima. If you avoid the great sins which you are forbidden, we remit from your sins and we cause you to enter the honorable place of entering. What are the honorable places of entering? Paradise and house close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Allah says that if you avoid the major sins, we will forgive you other sins. What are other sins? Small sins. We have major sin and minor sins, we know that. Gunah kabira, gunah sagira, we know that. Allah says that if you avoid what we have forbidden, the major sin, we will remit your other sins, which are minor sins. And we will enter you in all other places near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, major sins are those for which Allah has imposed the fire. All the verses which comes with the fire are forbidden. Fire is major sin. And also, though Allah has forbidden them, especially those there are verses came, forbidden you this, forbidden this, like Allah has forbids, those are the major sins. Now, Mizan says that what is the ideology about behind this? That Allah will forgive you other sins, means smaller sins. Because it's a verse of hope. Because a human being is full of defects. And we, no matter how much we try, we'll sin. No matter, we are not like infallible, you know. So Allah is giving us hope that if we have avoided the major sin, Allah is going to excuse our minor sins. It's a hope. But if somebody does intentionally, okay, I'll do this minor sin because, you know, I'll be forgiven anyway, I'm not doing the major sin. This is itself is a great sin. You are doing disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. That itself becomes a major sin. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no great sin remains with repentance. Means with repentance, there is no even great sin repent. And no minor sin remains minor with persistence. If you do minor sin persistently, knowingly, then it's the fire. You know, Allah will not forgive. Allah will not forgive. There's a hadith from Mizan I'm quoting. Abdullah ibn Ahmad has narrated that, it's beautiful, from Anas, that I heard Prophet saying, well, surely my intercession is for those of my Ummah who might have done great sins. Subhanallah, our Prophet. But it doesn't mean Allah, it is a hope, but you got to stick to the verse that Allah will not, if Allah is saying, if you stay away from the major sin, I will forgive for other sins. That's the gist. But I give you one hadith to get some hope. Next verse is about coveting and competition between men and women, which Allah is addressing. وَلَا تَتَمَنُوا তোমার নাম মা ফাদ্দাল্লাহ, বিহি বাদকুম আলা বাদ, লির রিজালে নসিবুম মিম্মা মাকতাসাবু। পর দুরুদ পড়ে আল্লাহুম্মা সাল্লাল্লাহু আলা সুফি সে পড়েন। নাও দ্য নেক্সট ভার্স ইজ অ্যাবাউট মেন এন্ড উমেন কো ওয়েটিং ফর ইচ আদার পজিশন। আল্লাহ সে ওয়ালা ওয়ালা তামান্নাও মা ফাদদাল্লাহু বিহি বাদকুম আলা বাদ লিল রিজালে নসিবুম মিম্মা মাকতাসাবু। وللنساء نصيب مما ما اكتسبنا ويسأل الله من فضلي ان الله كان بكل شيء عليما and do not covet that by which Allah has made some of you excel others. Men shall have a benefit of what they earn and women shall have a benefit of what they earn and ask Allah of his grace. Verily Allah knows all things. I'll explain it slowly. Allah has given excellence to some and men and women should not covet what other party got. Okay, men will get reward of what they do and women will get reward what they do, and Allah is asking to ask him fazl, his grace, means dua. And surely Allah knows everybody. See, when we get jealous and coveting, Allah says, why are you getting jealous and coveting others? I know everybody of you. What you do is for yourself and what they do for is themselves. Why you are jealous? Mizan says that this was especially came for the men and women, because men, women always feels kind of envious that how come men is allowed to have four wives and how come they get double share in the inheritance. This is an example Mizan gave. And that's what Allah is saying, that if I have given them some superiority in this situation, you know, don't get envious. You have your share. We are not going into those details about it, which we had done before about property and all that. We have done in the previous majalis, the sharing of the money and inheritance. We have done that. But Allah says that this is my way of doing things, and don't get covetous, that what other God. And that is the problem in the community, that women feel jealous that a man can have another wife, and they hold a grudge inside themselves. And it comes to their ideology and their thinking, and it shows in their behavior against the man. And they all group together and make a big group and create mischief in the land. And they become argumentative fights. As an example, Allah is stopping that. Allah is saying that everybody got their share of deeds. And what Allah says, Yasullah min fazli, ask Allah the grace. Rather than competing, coveting, turn towards Allah and ask His grace yourself for your good, what you got in your share. What you got in your share. But ask the share the way Allah has ordered you. Don't ask other people's share. What Allah gave it to them. Everyone wants to be the best. Do in your way. Man has an advantage because of his special psychological traits, because of his bravery, because of his justice, because he can take the pressure. Allah has given him superiority in situations. We read those verses. ولي كل جعلنا موالي مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون والذين عقدت إيمانكم فآتوهم نصيبهم إن الله كان على كل شيء شهيدا. And for everyone we have placed heirs to inherit what parents and near relatives leave. And as for those with whom your right hands have made a covenant, give them their portion. Verily Allah is ever witness over all things. Allah is talking about that He has given the heir for everybody. What parents leave, what family leaves, Allah has appointed heir. So there should not be any argument about it. And the one who those with whom your right hand have made a covenant. Who are those people? What Mizan says, who are those people who you make the right hand covenant? Is husband and wife. When they do aqd, when they do nikah, it's the covenant. And so that's why we have a lot of verse in the Quran about if somebody dies, husband dies, how much wife gets, and wife dies, how much husband gets. We have read all those before. Allah is talking about it. And Allah is saying that Allah is witness over all things, because we know that in all these, everybody has different share, you know, husband get the half and woman gets 1/4, all those things, we are not going to detail. So you should not be covetous about it. But Allah says, right, that's it. There is no argument about it. And there is a deep wisdom behind it. Now the next verse is very sensitive verse. Inshallah we will read slowly. الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا أموالهم فالصالحات قانتات حافظات بالغيب بما حفظ الله واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن فعيزهن وهجرهن في المزاجية وضربوهن فإن أعطيناكم فلا تبغون عليهن سبيلا Inna Allaha kana aliyun kabira. It's a beautiful verse. We'll go inshallah slow. Please recite on salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Men have authority over women because Allah has made some of them to excel others, and because they spend out of their property. Therefore, the good women are obedient, guarding the unseen as Allah has guarded. And those on whose part you fear desertion, admonish them and avoid them in beds, and beat them. And if they obey you, do not seek a way against them. Verily, Allah is ever high, ever great. See how Allah uses names in this verse of ordinance. Aliyul Kabir. See how serious the verse is. Because I think this verse has to be recited in most of the centers to make our marriage life easy. Because this verse, unfortunately, has not been recited much. If we are not guided, we will not be guided. Now we go slowly. Allah says Allah has made the man authority over women because Allah has made some of them to excel others. Man has authority because Allah has made excel some on others, and because they spend out of their property. Two things. Why are they authority? Two things. They are excelled by their psychological trait, physical traits, their temperament. You know, like they are not emotional. They do more justice. And they are brave. They can take stress better. That's why they excel. And also they make the money. And they should make money. If they are not making, they should make money. Therefore, the good women are obedient. Guarding the unseen is Allah has guarded. Now we'll go slowly on this verse. So the good women are obedient. First, salihatu. The good women are obedient. And guarding the unseen is Allah has guarded. Now what is that about? Obedience means it's not that the men control her 24/7, our micromanager. Obedience means is in sexual relationship. This is what Mizan I'm talking about. That she has to be obedient in the sexual relationship because that's men right. When he asks for a sexual relationship, she should obey him. But for her social affairs or for her property management, she is free as long as she is doing something right. Something right means which is not like against Shariat. She can do those things, you know, like, but it should not make like a big battle, you know, and men should not be like over controlling either, you know, like she has some freedom to grow, but she should not go against Shariat or some of the rules. And what is say? And guarding the unseen to Allah has guarded. Guarding unseen what Allah has guarded is what? Is that when her husband is not present, she should guard her chastity, purity, and not to get involved with any affair, and save his property, not to start running credit card left and right, husband is gone, and put in husband in debt, right? And those women, you fear desertion. Allah says, if you think that they are going against you, they are Then Allah says three things. First, admonish them, teach them, tell them. If they don't hear, avoid them in beds. Avoid them in beds means you can sleep in the same bed, but don't touch them. Don't get physical with them. And even if they don't hear, then beat them. Now, beating is not like you just break their bones and start bleeding. No, it's not like that. You know, it's not like that. I'm going to, I know sisters are listening to this lecture. I'm going to recite some hadith from Prophet in support of women. You know, please recite on salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. And what Allah says, but if they obey you, then do not seek against them. Don't, if they're obeying, don't, then don't torture them, please. Be kind to them. Verily Allah is ever high and ever great. See the words Allah is using? Because this is holiness. And it, if we really follow this verse, our most of marriage problems will be solved. Nowadays we have the ideology, men and women are equal, 50-50. Where did we learn this ideology from? Liberals. Liberals are against Islam. Learn ideology from Quran. What Quran is telling. Most of us, we even don't know this verse. And we keep fighting and even divorce happened. Because poor woman didn't know what she had to do. She was raised in Western culture. She didn't know all this. If somebody would have taught it, she would have learned it. Now let me tell you about the previous verse. There are some ahadith. When we went to the previous verse, there about asking prayer from Allah. Messenger of Allah says, ask Allah of His grace because Allah loves to be asked. And that the best worship is to wait for ease. Now, there was a lady in the Prophet time, her name was Asma bint Yazid, who came to Prophet when he was sitting with his companions, and she was sent by the women folks. And she came to Prophet and said to Prophet that I have been sent by the women, and I am pretty sure that women of East and West will not disagree what I am saying. And she started saying to Prophet that Prophet, I am giving nutshell because it's a long statement, that women sit in the house, take care of the children, protect the property, take care of the house, take the pressure, and satisfy husband's needs, of all kind of needs. And here is the men, they are all out there, they do Friday prayer, they go for the burial, they go to Hajj and Umrah every year, and they go for the holy war. What is our reward? So Prophet turned his face to his companion and said, have you ever heard any woman taking a better way than this question of hers concerning her religious affair? Then they said, O Messenger of Allah, we never thought that any woman would find her way to walk like this. So Prophet said, O woman, go back and inform those women who are behind you that when one of you behave nicely toward her husband and seeks his pleasure and pursues his conformance, then this equals to all those activities of men. Subhanallah. 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 See, that shows, that the incident itself shows, Mizan says, how much freedom women had at the Prophet time. That day they were free to walk to the Prophet when the companions were sitting, and they went and asked for their rights and what is the reward, and how beautifully Prophet answered. That's why, you know, Allah says that don't be covetous of each other what Allah gave it to you. And our Prophet is teaching, don't be covetous, don't be greedy. What you got, you have it there. You got it, your way to make it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They got their way. Both are equally hard. It's not easy to sit at home and take care of the problem and take care of the house and baby crying and satisfying your husband who's there. It's as hard as somebody is getting married. Allah knows that, and I know that. We know that how hard it is for women. We know that. Imam Ali was always out there. Bibi was at home. They have, in front of Allah, both are on the greatest level. Now there are some hadiths Imam Ali says, surely woman is a flower and not your steward. See, surely woman is a flower and not a steward. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, woman is but a dove and he who takes it should not destroy it. See how Prophet is saying how tender we should be with women. Again, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, how can you embrace the woman with the hand you had hit her with? Ya Allah. And again, Prophet says, what? Does one of you hit the woman and then you go, then goes embracing her? Prophet says in many narrations that I'm best to my wives. Prophet behavior towards his wife was the best. Imam Ali, you know, his behavior with his wife was the best. He always helped in the house. The problem is in our community is that we have to have our positions clear. That on one hand we have to be best to our wives, but on another hand our women have to think that they are the husband or the manager of the house. And it's not 50-50. If we have that, and if they don't hear us, then those three steps which Allah asked to follow, and if you don't follow them, and we just follow their desire, and not the Allah's rules, hoping that they'll be happy, and there'll be love in the house, there won't be no love in the house. The love of a house will come when they have become disobedient. You follow Allah's command, then the love of then they have to see, they have to realize that their husband are really in authority. Allah's name shine on husband heart in a different way, then Allah's name shine different on woman's heart. Allah's name, Adil and Qawi, and those names will shine on husband's heart, and the patience one, those names, the kind names, comes to the woman's heart. And when they become one, you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the marriage. A beautiful house is that, where both these names come together as a union and gives a wonderful house. But if husband becomes submissive and woman becomes dominant, and husband thinks that will bring the peace to the house, it will not bring peace and love, it will be just chaos in the house. And we see a lot of these kind of houses in all over the world. You know, wife disrespecting husband, thinking that she's making more money, and husband trying to please her, hoping that there will be peace in the house and she'll love. There will not be. It will not happen. We think, but it will not happen. There won't be Islam in the house, and there won't be no true love. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنُهُمَا فَبْعَثُوا حَكْمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهِ وَمِنْ أَهْلِهَا إِنْ يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا فَيُوَفِّقَ اللَّهُ بَيْنُهُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا. And if you fear a breach between the couple, then appoint a judge from his people and a judge from her people. And if they both desire agreement, Allah will effect harmony between them. Verily, Allah is knowing, all aware. See the beauty of Allah. This is an Islamic code. This is the only code. This is the only situation where Allah orders the judge from men's family, and woman's family, not from outsiders, because they know better the family. They respect each other, they respect the privacy, the things don't go out, and people respect it. And when they respect it, there is a more chance of getting harmony, and ego doesn't get involved, and secrets are not being revealed, and things happens in a calm way. And what does Allah say? That if they try to create harmony, Allah will effect harmony between them. Subhanallah. See, when See how Allah operates. First Allah says, follow my orders, I'll work with you. Then Allah will put a harm. Nowadays what happens? When a woman fights, they just go to the court. Not bringing the judge from their family and her family. Not respecting Allah's verses. So there is no harmony. Allah says, if you leave me, I leave you. You know, there is so much ego involved nowadays, you know, like men and women think they are equal, and men try to submit to wife, and they don't go to the Islamic court, they go to court, and they don't bring the judges from their family. It's all this we are seeing nowadays. That's why there are so many divorces going on. Because people don't read Quran, they don't ponder in Quran, they don't think in the Quranic way. وَعَبُدُ اللَّهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكْ بِهِ شَيْءٌ وَبِالْوَالِدِينَ أَحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَجَارِ بِالْجُنُوبِ وَصَاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَيَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَيَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَقُورًا. And worship Allah and do not associate anything with Him, and do good to the parents and to the kindred and to the orphans and the needy and the neighbor close to you and the neighbor who is stranger, is far to you, and a companion in a journey and a wayfarer and whom your right hand possess. Verily Allah does not love the one who is proud, boastful. See, Allah gave rights to all of them. First right is for parents, second right is for the near relative, third right is for the orphan, fourth right is for the needy, and the fifth right is for neighbor who is close to you and the neighbor who is distant to you. You know, like Prophet says, 40 houses this way, 40 houses this way, near one and far one. They all have rights. And who has the right? The companion who sit with you. Companion who sit with you in company, and even the companion who are with you in journey. They are a companion. And who was? The wayfarer, the travelers who come around close to you. Because they are not into their houses. And whom your right hand possesses means slaves. Allah says you got to be kind to all of them. Should show kindness to all of them. And Allah doesn't love the proud and boastful one. Because the one who is proud and arrogant and boastful, he cannot be kind to all these relationships. He cannot be. One has to be very humble to be kind to all these different relationships. This is so vast relationships, so detailed. Your neighbors, your people who sit with you, you go with a journey with you. Everybody you have to be kind. Probably Allah has covered so many relationships. الَّذِينَ يَبْخُلُونَ وَيَعْمُرُونَ النَّاسِ بِالْبُخْلِ وَيَكْتُمُونَ مَا آتَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ وَآتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Those who are niggardly and enjoin people in niggardliness and hide what Allah has given them out of His grace. And we have prepared for the disbeliever a humiliating chastisement. Stinginess. What Allah is saying, those who are stingy and tell other people to be stingy and hide what Allah has given them out of His grace, Allah has prepared for unbelievers, disbeliever, a painful punishment. Mizan has described it beautifully. This was especially for the rich people who are stingy, and they ask other people to be stingy. Now, how they ask other people to be stingy? The way they ask other people to be stingy is not by the word, but by the reaction. If somebody is a rich man, and if he goes to mass and gives small check, other people think, he's such a rich guy and he gives small check, I should also give a small check. That's asking people to be stingy. That's what verse means, what Mizan says. And why this man is stingy? Because he loves himself. We read the verse before, وَعَبُدُ اللَّهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْءٌ. Don't associate partner with him, right? Here he is associating his ego, his desire, his partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he is stingy. He is not, he has no purity of his heart. That's why he is stingy.
He thinks his money is his God, his desire is God. And by his behavior, he's telling other people to be stingy. And what else? Yaktumuna ma atamullah mit fadli. And hide what Allah has given with his grace. How he hides it? The way he hides his, what Allah has given by his grace is not like hiding like this. What he does, if he's a millionaire, he hides his bed looking like a poor man. He'll have a small car, poor, small clothes, eat a small meal, not give donation, hoping that people will not think he's rich, so that they don't come and bother him. And he can have all his money in his pocket. That's yaktumuna ma atamla mil fadli. Wa atatna lil kafirina azabam muhina. And Allah has prepared for this kuffar a painful punishment. Allah told them kafirina. Why kafirina? Because they are doing kufran and nimat. That what Allah gave, they are denying it. وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ رِيَا النَّاسِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَنْ يَكُونُ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا فَسَاقْ قَرِينًا. And those who spend their wealth to be seen by people and neither believe in Allah nor the last day, and anyone whose companion is beset an evil companion, then he is. Now Allah is talking about same kind of people. That if they even spend money, they don't spend for not believing in Allah and Day of Judgment, but to show the people. Because they love themselves. They want self-praise. Their God is themselves. لا يؤمن بالله ولا باليوم الآخر. Because they are not believing in me. Our Day of Judgment. They don't hope for any reward on Day of Judgment. Neither they believe me. All they are doing is showing people for their own glory. Their God is themselves. So Allah says their company is Satan. And he is the evil companion. Now the last verse for today is the verse what believers should cry when they think about pondering this verse. This verse, how much Allah is showing this, the amazement and pity. وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ لَوْ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِهِمْ عَلِيمًا. And what would have done to them if they had believed in Allah in the last day and spent in the charity of what Allah had provided them with. And Allah is even aware of them. See, it's like Allah is amazed. You know, Allah loves us more than 70 times to our mother. Now what Allah is saying, what harm could have been done if they had believed me? If they would have believed me and Judgment Day. Ya Allah. Allah, you know, who give us everything. How Allah sees us when He gives us everything, and now people spend money not for Allah, but for showing off. Maza alayhim. Law aamunu billah wal yawmil akhir. Anfaqu mimma razaqahum Allah. Allah says, I know these people. एक स्टॉप कर रहा हूँ ये यार नीचे गिर गया था तो ये चल तो रहा है ये मैं स्टॉप कर रहा हूँ. See, this is the Allah is showing his frustration. Allah is showing his frustration. How people don't love him? How people don't believe in him? Maaza alaihim law aamanu billahi wal yawmil akhir. Maaza alaihim. What could have been harm to them if they would have believed me and then spend it? We should cry on this verse. Who believed like Imam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Who spent like Imam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Who did more than Ahlul Bayt? We read this verse before. And worship Allah and do not associate anything with Him. And do good to the parents and to the kindred and the orphans and the needy and the neighbor close to you, the neighbor who is stranger and the companion and journey and the wayfarer and whom your right hand possess, in slave. We read this verse. Who couldn't fit in this verse but Imam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Wa'budullah wala tushrik bihi shay'an. Who worship like Imam Hussain to worship Allah? And he did not share any partner with him by not doing bayat to Yazid. And how he was kind to his parents. His parents were, Prophet said that me and Ali are the parents of the Ummah. Those were his parents too. And how he was kind to his parents and saved religion Islam by sacrificing. And to his family, how kind he was to his family, that all his brothers were there to give martyrdom. His nephews and everybody, Everybody was with him because of his behavior to them. And orphans, his orphans were with him. Needy were with him. And who else was with them? The companion who used to sit with them were with them, with him. And the companion, the journey, we know Wahab al-Kalbi. What kind of behavior Imam Hussain must have with Wahab al-Kalbi, who was the companion of the journey? That he was a Christian, he accepted Islam, and he gave his martyrdom, seeing the personality of Imam Hussain al-Islam. And the last one is, Ma malakat aymanukum, and whom your right hand possessed, the slave, he had a slave, John. And how much Imam Hussain loved him all his life. And when the time of martyrdom came, Imam Hussain said, oh John, now you can leave me if you want to leave me. John says, oh my master, I was always with you in good time. Now when you are going to paradise, you want to leave me? You don't want my dirty blood to be mixed with your good blood? Imam Hussain said, John, don't think this way. You are mine. And John, don't think this way. And John went and got martyrdom. And after martyrdom, from his body, the fragrance of paradise was coming.